Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Musselbrook Hospital will be home to a COVID-19 vaccine clinic opening in June. The rollout of the vaccine is being accelerated across New South Wales with 25 sites for the Pfizer jab opening now for people aged 40 to 49, 17 of which are in rural and regional New South Wales. Around 23,500 people aged between 40 and 49 have already been invited to book a vaccine at a New South Wales health clinic, with 12,000 people already booked for the Pfizer jab. The Musselbrook Clinic is one of six to be progressively opening up in June. There was a fatal crash near Tamworth last night. Emergency services were called to Werris Creek Road south of Tamworth at about 10:20 p.m. after reports a truck had left the road and crashed into a tree. Oxley Police District officers and New South Wales Ambulance paramedics attended the scene a short time later. The driver of the truck, believed to be a man aged in his 50s, died at the scene. He's yet to be formally identified. It's a hole-in-one and a cooler summer on the way for two recreation clubs in the Upper Hunter. Aberdeen Sports and Rec Club has today received $70,000 to upgrade its air conditioning and its electrical infrastructure, including circuit breakers and switchboards, and the Musselbrook Golf Club will see $200,000 for some work as well. Deputy Premier John Barilaro says these clubs are very important to the community.
Our clubs are an important part of who we are as a community, where it's a central point, and now that, of course, restrictions are lifted, hospitality is a big part of who we are in our community, driving the economy, creating jobs, more importantly, getting people out of houses, and of course it's good for our mental well-being.
General Manager Darrell Egan says the money has come at a good time.
We've been struggling for the last few months because of COVID with the extension of materials, the extra cost on materials, and then covering what the DA included, which was the entire car park to be resurfaced and relined. We're also with the cart tracks that was held up.
And independent Upper Hunter by-election candidate Kirsty O'Connell says if Labor wanted to be on her How to Vote card, they should have talked some sense about the future of the region. New South Wales Labor have authorised a flyer that will be handed out on election day that says to put a number 2 next to Jeff Drayton after voting 1 for Kirsty O'Connell. Kirsty says maybe she should be flattered.
This is a stunt from the ALP to get my preferences, and I want to make it clear that this is not my recommendation to voters. I suppose it's probably a bit flattering that they think that we're doing well and that they think my preferences will make a difference, but the fact is that there were better ways for Labor or the other parties to feature on my card.
A New South Wales Labor spokesperson says that this by-election is between Jeff Drayton and the Nationals, and people voting for independents or minor parties, they should make their vote count, and that their material is aimed at assisting people to make that choice. The Newcastle Knights are hoping a getaway to the Sunshine Coast will help fix their awful run of form in the NRL. They'll take on the Cowboys tonight in Townsville, having lost 3 of their past 4 matches. Coach Adam O'Brien says they've had a productive camp and are looking to turn things around.
And put in a performance that'll, you know, take a bit of pressure off everybody. We need to get a bit of the fun back, and winning certainly does that.